Maybe more of an activities game. But whatever, it's what I want to talk about on Shabbos, Shiva the Seer Magician. So what was I used to have in here as a trial that I used to have in my history. That's one of the, I guess one of the perks. One of the things that we have on Yom Kippur, in the davening on Yom Kippur, it's really unique to Yom Kippur that we don't do the rest of the year. At least we, nowadays, we don't do the rest of the year, is Hishtachavoya B'Pishut Yidayim V'Raglayim. That we fall Kurim on the floor of Mamish. Time Chazal used to do it every day. Nefilas Epayim really Tachan was supposed to be the Nefilas Epayim. You go on the floor. But the Gemara says that every day the Gemara says that an Adam Choshev shouldn't fall into Nefilas Epayim unless he's sure that he's going to be Nene, because otherwise people will be Meranin after him that he's Tefilas Art Nene. So and the minhag became we don't do it every day. We just do a token semi Nefilas Epayim. So we only have it on Yom Kippur. But the Akapan for us, we this concept of falling prostrate on the floor for us is miyuchat to Yom Kippur Kimat. We also do it once in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah we also fall Karim once, but Rosh Hashanah it's only once. Rosh Hashanah also there's different minhagim. Some have the minhag that only the Shliach Tzibur falls Karim by Aleinu on Rosh Hashanah. Not everybody in Shul. Whereas on Yom Kippur, the universal minhag is that everybody falls kerem on the floor of the Beis Hamikdash. So that's the minhag. The nice minhag is that on Yom Kippur we all fall kerem, at least all the men. It's different minhagim for the women fall kerem. In Germany, the women fell kerem also. The Rav writes somewhere that when he first came to Germany, that was the first time he saw that the women fall kerem on Yom Kippur. And he wasn't used to that, and then he was thinking about it. You know, why yes and why not? And he had various theories. I don't know what it is nowadays. And I don't know the women whole time. I'm not usually in the women's shul to know, but in any event, that's different from hugging. But the men everywhere they fall kind of. So I want to talk about a little bit the significance of this Hishtachavoya. The Beis Hamikdash heard there was Hishtachavoya 10 times. Pesachim say we have vidui 10 times in Yom Kippur. The Pesachim say we're mizvada 10 times in Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur by Mincha, and by Ma'ariv once, so that's two, and then Shachris twice in the Sarat and the Shtulish Shemoneh Esrei, and again by Chazar Sashatz, and the same thing by Musaf, and by Mincha and the Ilah. So it's Sachakol is 10. There's 4 tefillahs by day: Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and the Ilah. Each time we have twice, so that's 8, and then Ma'ariv is once, and Mincha is 10. So the Pesach can say, which the Gretchen brings it, that it's connected the 10 times that they felt that they did a Shtachavoy in the Beis Hamikdash. Because in the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishnah says, Sheyishoyim Sashem Ayukarim Mishtachavim, that they did a Shtachavoy whenever they heard the Shema of Harish and Yom Kippur. So when did they hear the Shema of Harish and Yom Kippur? So there were 3 Viduyim. Kohen Gadol was Mesvavet 3 times on Yom Kippur. Once, the Chibur Badli Vad Beisoy, once just for his house, for his family. Once for the whole Mishpachas Tekuhuna, the Kolechel HaKehanim, and the third time was Bad Kol Kal Yisrael, for the whole all of Kal Yisrael on the Sur Lazozov. Each time he said Vida, he said the Shem 3 times. He said On Hashem, On the Bashem, and then he said Lefnei Hashem Titor. So he said the Shem of Farish 3 times. So and then in addition, by the Hagrola, when they made the girl, and when they made the girl, he said Lashem Chatos. So he also said the Shem of Mefarish. So that's the 10th time that he said the Shem of Mefarish. So each time that he said the Shem of Mefarish, the Pesach can say there was a, based on the Mishnah, there was a Yishtachavoya. So it comes out, there was a Yishtachavoya 10 times. So connected the fact that the Kengalos had a Yishtachavoya 10 times, so we're Mizvada and Yom Kippur 10 times. And also something I want to explain a little bit, what's the connection between Vidui and Yishtachavoya? Are these 2 different things? What does Yishtachavoya have to do with Vidui? Why do we do a number of Vidui in a correspond to the number of Yishtachavoyas? The very fact that there were 10 that there were 10 hishtachavoyos on Yom Kippur, that by itself also indicates that hishtachavoya is something central to the avodah of Yom Kippur. The fact is that there's a number 10 over here. Do it 10 times on Yom Kippur. Just like on Lamashal and Rosh Hashanah, we have 10 times that we say Malchus. Sukkim Malchus, 10 Zechayinus, 10 Shaifus. That indicates that it goes to the Ikra Yom, to the essence of the day. The fact that we do it 10 times shows that it's a Sudoveri Kori in the Avodah Sayyid. So the fact that there was a Shtachavoya 10 times, the fact we have 10 Viduim in Yom Kippur, because it's an Ikir in the Avodah Sayyid of Yom Kippur, that we all understand is to say Viduim. The fact that there were 10 Shtachavoyas also indicates that it's fundamental to the Avodah Sayyid of Yom, this Indian of Shtachavoya, whatever it represents, is fundamental to the Avodah Sayyid of Yom Kippur. And I want to get a handle on that a little bit, understand why Shtachavoya is so important, why it's connected to Viduim, number one, and number two, why it's so central to the Avodah Sayyid of Yom Kippur. Then it's not so posh at this number 10 that there were 10 Ishtachavoyas. It's a machaikas between the piyutim. The minog, the piyutim in Musaf, there's two Musaf Ashkenaz, is that we say a piyut of Amis Koyach. And Musaf Svar, they say Atok and Anta, so a different piyut. And there's various shinuyim between the two piyutim. In the piyut of Atok and Anta, the piyut of Musaf Svar, so there Ataka has. It says like this. There it has. Maybe it's not going around. In the Nusach Ashkenaz. In the Nusach Ashkenaz. So it says that Koyinim va'om she'yishayim et Hashem mefarish yaisim pi koyin gadol ayikoyim mishtachim v'moedim. We say that three times. We say it by each one of the viduyim. Right, on Hashem, on the Hashem, kapper v'adam. You know. So on Hashem. And so on. And then it says, so three times it says Hashem, and then we say that. And we fall Kareem by the three. We don't do it three times. We don't fall Kareem three times by each of the three. I guess that one time represents the three times that there was a Shtachavoyah by the three Haskaras Hashem. But a component, we only have it by the Viduyim. But by the Goyal, when the Python mentions the Goyal that he said, Hashem Chatos, we don't say, it's mashma that the Python understood that the Shtachavoyah, that the Mishnah says, the Mishnah only says it by the Viduyim, it doesn't say it by the Goyal. So apparently the Python understood that it was only by the Viduyim that there was Shtachavoyah, and not by the Lashem Chatos. In the Nusach Svard, in Atokinanto, they have a fourth Shtachavoyah by the girl, by the Lashem Chatos. They say again, they have a fourth Shtachavoyah by the Hagrol. So the Chor, it's a machlekes here. The Nusach Svard understands that whenever they heard the Shema of Farish, they fell Kareem. So that's four times. I mean, it's, in a way, it's ten, because by the three Viduyim, there were three times the Shem. But that we don't do. You know, that's too complicated for us. So we pack it all into one Shtachavoy. But Akoponim, in Nusach Svar, this is Shtachavoy for each one of the three Viduyim. Let's say a triple Shtachavoy. And then there was a Shtachavoy by Lashem Chatos, by the girl. By Nusach Ashkenaz, we only have a Shtachavoy by the Viduyim. We don't have a Shtachavoy by the girl. Apparently, in the Nusach Ashkenaz understands that the Shtachavoya is connected to the Viduyim. So another, just like we saw before, in the 10 corresponding to them, and that Shtachavoya is connected to the Viduyim. So Nusach Ashkenaz, the Python of Nusach Ashkenaz, the Python of Amitz Koyach, apparently understood that the Shtachavoya is taka connected to Viduyim, Adke Dekach, that they only fell Kareem when they heard the Shem in the context of the Viduyim. When they heard the Shem, not in the context of Gibeah, when they heard the Shem in the context of just the Hagrola, they did not have a Shtachavoy. So that also needs a Hezra. The Meister, the Nusach is, Sheshemus Hashem, it's a Lashon HaMishnah, Sheshemus Hashem, Mefarish Yisrael, Pikoyin Gadol, that they fell Kareem because they heard the Shem in Mefarish. So they heard the Shem in Mefarish by Lashem Chatos also, by the Hagrola, when the Kohen said, Lashem Chatos. There were two Gerolas, one Gerol Hashem, one Gerol Azazel. When he held up the Gerol Hashem and he said, Lashem Chatos, so he said the Shem Mefarish. Nusach Ashkenaz apparently holds, the Python of Nusach Ashkenaz holds, that they did not do Shtachavoya. Either heard the Shem Mefarish, Yaisin Pikoin Gadol. So apparently this Shtachavoya is only when they heard the Shem Mefarish, Yaisin Pikoin Gadol, in the context of the Vidui. So that also, I want to try to understand why the Shtach Havoya of hearing the Shem only is Mechayev Shtach, why the Shmias Hashem was only Mechayev Shtach Havoya in the context of Vidui. I mentioned before that we have 10 biduyim on Yom Kippur. The Torah writes that we have 10 biduyim on Yom Kippur. That's one of the reasons to have biduyim on Yom Kippur, why to have biduyim by Mincha, is to make up the 10. So the Chorus Shreya, what do you mean? Why is it only, it's not 10 biduyim, there's 11 biduyim on Yom Kippur. Because there's another biduyim. By Slichus. After Maariv, we say Slichus. Right after, there's no Chazar Shachar in my mind, and we have Slichus. And so by we say Vidui then also. So why isn't that an 11th time? So the Pesach is going to say that we're only counting, the Torah is only counting the Viduyim that we say in the context of Shemoneh Esrei. Either the style of Shemoneh Esrei or Chazar Shachar, those are the Viduyim that go into the Chazimun of Ten. But the Vidui that's said in Slichus, that doesn't count. What's the shot in that? Why doesn't it count? What does Vidui have to do with Shemoneh Esrei? Vidui is a mitzvah shuva, like the Rambam writes, mitzvah and say, kshiyoshu v'choyti mechetot, he should be mitzvada. What is it? Chayav mitzvada is the Shemoneh Esrei. What does it have to do with tefillah? Why is it, why do we only count the Viduyim that are in Shemoneh Esrei? And the emes b'chal, why is Vidui part of Shemoneh Esrei altogether? Maybe that's a kasha all by itself. Why do we put Vidui into Shemoneh Esrei? What does Vidui have to do with Shemoneh Esrei? We don't put other mitzvahs, mitzvahs hayom, we don't usually put it in, except for shofar. Shofar we also have in Shemoneh Esrei, and there we should talk about it. How do we have to give shofar in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? We don't have the Netilas Luluv in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. We don't light Nechanuk in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is a tefillah, you can't interrupt with other things. So by shofar we do interrupt, and the Rambam explains in the Mechamas, because shofar is part of tefillah. The kol shofar is a kol tefillah. That's in it. What is Vidui? Vidui is mitzvah shuva. Why is it part of Shemoneh Esrei? Apparently there's a connection between tefillah and Vidui. Ad kadei kach, that the Torah, when he reckons the Viduyim that we say in Kippur, the 10 Viduyim, he only counts the Viduyim that we say as part of Shemoneh Esrei, and he doesn't even count the Vidui that we say that's not in the context of Shemoneh Esrei. Yes, so this is all what I want to try to address. So let's start with Nusach Ashkenaz, this idea that the Kairim, the Shtach Havoya, was only by Vidui. When they heard the Shem of Farish say, in the context of Vidui, then they were Kairim Mishtachim. When they heard the Shem just by the Agrolo, they did not do a Shtach Havoya. What's the Pshat in that? So, I saw like this. The Torah says by the mitzvah of Bikur in Kisove. It's a mitzvah to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, to say Mikra Bikurim and so on. And you have Tunufa, all of the various mitzvahs of Bikurim. And then it says, Vishtach Avisa Lufnei Hashem Olekecho. So when you bring Bikurim, there's a mitzvah to be Mishtachar. So the Mishnah writes in Bikurim, that after you do the whole process of Bikurim, Hayu Mishtachar V'yotze. We do Mishtach Avoya. And after the Shtach Havoya, you would leave. But the last thing you did when you brought Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash was Mishtach HaRiyetz. And it's a Pasuk in the Torah. Mishtach HaVisa Lufnei Hashem Olekecha. So the Goyim says, Rav Chaim brings the name of the Goyim. I don't know where it is in the Goyim, but Rav Chaim brings from the Goyim. So Rav Chaim is central by Bikurim. Rav Chaim says the name of the Goyim, that from here we learn out a general rule, that it's not only a mitzvah by Bikurim, but it's a klal gadol that whenever a person comes to the Azor, he's mechuyev to do Shtach Havoya. As we say in Davening and Musaf and Yom Tefein, and the Chanachni Yechaylim, Lalois Ulei Rois Ule Shtach Havoya Lefanecha. So Lalois Ulei Rois, that's the mitzvah of Re'il. But where is this mitzvah? What is the Shtach Havoya? So the Dain said it comes from here. There's a din Mishtach Havoya Yitzik, that every time you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to do a Shtach Havoya. Then it's the Mitzvah in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Yuma, by the Sholosh Regolim, that they were in the Mitzvah of Mishtach and Mirvachim. What was the Shtach Havoya? Shutai. Well, it could be because they heard the Shem. Like Duchenim, they heard the Shem. But the field of going the Shtachavoy is the same. Whenever you come to the Azor, it's a din, but you have to be, before you leave, you have to be Mishtachav. Moreover, Rav Soloveitchik said in one of the drashas that two adin you have also in the Mishnah in Talmud, that whenever they went into the Heichal, Moshel to be Medashin the Mizbeach, every morning somebody would go into the Heichal to be Medashin the Mizbeach, to be Medashin the Menorah. So the Mishnah says when the person went into the Medashin the Mizbeach, so he was Mishtachav, afterwards he was Mishtachav the Yitz. The person who went into the Medashin the Menorah, afterwards he was to be made to the Menorah, it was Mishtachav the Yitz. So apparently, not only when you come to the Azara, but even when you go from the Azara into the Heichal, when you leave, you're mishtachav v'yoytzi. So Rav Soloveitchik said that he thinks that it's learned up from the same halacha. Just like there's a din when you go from outside the Beis Hamikdash into the Azara, so you have to be, there's a din of mishtachav yisrael lefnei Hashem lekecho. It's mechayev mishtachav v'yoytzi. So who had din when you go from a place that's even already mekudosh, you go to a place that's more mekudosh to a higher level, you go to the Heichal, so there's also a din of mishtachav yisrael lefnei Hashem lekecho. That when you leave, you have to be mishtachav v'yoytzi. So that's number one. That's Hakadoma number one. Hakadoma number two. The Rabbi writes in the Din Hilchos Tshuva that mitzvah says kishe yoshuv, that when a person does tshuva, there's a mitzvah lizvadais lefnei hakel baruch hu. There's a mitzvah to be mizvada lefnei Hashem. It says in Rabbi an important nusach, important language, that vidui has to be lefnei Hashem. When a person is mizvada, the sense has to be, it's not just that I recognize chotosu, yavisu, yuvashati, I did bad. You have to be mizvada lefnei Hashem. You have to go to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have to talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I sinned to you. I was b'shea in you. It has to be lefnei Hashem, otherwise it's not called vidui. There, Mr. The Rabbi, a couple of halachas later, when he says the nusach of vidui, the Rabbi writes, the nusach of vidui is ona Hashem chatosi obisi pashati lefanecha. It has to be with ona Hashem, which is really lashon of the Mishnah by Yom Kippur. Vidui has to start with ona Hashem. Why does vidui have to start with ona Hashem? Because vidui has to be lefnei Hashem. Vidui it has to be addressed to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person could recognize his own failings, and he could even work on his own feelings. You know, a person could recognize, I'm a lazy guy. I'm gonna not be so lazy anymore, or whatever it is. He could recognize his failings. You know, whatever it is, a person can recognize his failings. He could try to, you know, take self-help books from the library, and he can work on himself, he can improve himself, and it's all not vidui, because it's not lefnei Hashem. Vidui has to be that I addressed the Ribbono Shel Olam, I was chayte to you, I was pegeya in my relationship with you, and he has to say that to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then it has to be Yoyda Levi Taluma, the Rama writes, the famous Rama, but he has to be made the Ribbono Shel Olam, he has to invoke the Ribbono Shel Olam as an aid. Sheini Shodlazach Het La'olam. He has to involve the Ribbono Shel Olam in the process of Vidui. It's a very interesting thing. By Maisa, you have in Torah, you have also Vidui Maisa Sheini. So that's Shiloh by itself, why Vidui Maisa Sheini is called Vidui at all, because it's not a Vidui and a Chet. It's a Sisa Kasher, a Sisi, Kachol Hashet, Sivi Sami. But nonetheless, it's called Vidui. Chazal called Vidui Maisa Sheini. They label it as Vidui. Again, that's a needle if they ask me why that's called Vidui. So the Rambam writes that Vidui Maisa Sheini is kosher b'chol mokum. It doesn't have to be in the Beis Hamikdash. So I would ask in the Rambam, how could it be? The Lashon HaTorah is the Lashon HaTorah by Vidui Maisa Sheini is V'anisa v'yamach l'fnei Hashem v'lekecha. It has to be l'fnei Hashem. Whenever it says l'fnei Hashem, says the Rambam, it has to be in the Azor. So it was a rule of kosher. Whenever it says l'fnei Hashem, it has to be in the Azor. So how could Vidui Maisa Sheini be b'chol mokum? So what's Pshat in the Rambam? So I'm all going to say for it that the Pshat in the Rambam is the Rambam holds when you have to do a Maisa l'fnei Hashem, you have to do a Shkita l'fnei Hashem or a Zrika l'fnei Hashem, it has to be in the Azor. But Vidui l'fnei Hashem doesn't have to be in the Azor, because Vidui l'fnei Hashem doesn't mean where I'm standing. Vidui l'fnei Hashem means to whom am I talking? To be Mizvada l'fnei Hashem means not to stand in the Azor Mizvada. To be Mizvada l'fnei Hashem means to say on Hashem, to address my Vidui to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Vidui Maisa Sheini is addressed to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Asisa Kechal Hashem Tzivi Sani, you're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's called Lefnei Hashem wherever you are. What makes it Lefnei Hashem is not where I'm standing. What makes it Lefnei Hashem is to whom am I saying? So Vidui has to be Lefnei Hashem, but that's by all Vidui. Every Vidui, whenever it is the whole year round, it has to be Lefnei Hashem, it has to begin with On Hashem. On Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash, there was even more, there was a Adam and Yosef. that not only was the vidu l'fnei Hashem, was it the lashon on Hashem, was addressed to the Rebbeinu Shalom, but it was b'shem ha'mefarish. The vidu on Yom Kippur was l'fnei Hashem in a more intense way. It wasn't just on Hashem, but it was on the b'shem. It was on the Hashem ha'mefarish, on Hashem, on the b'shem. The l'fnei Hashem was more intense. It was a l'fnei Hashem that invoked not just Hashem Hashem, but invoked Hashem ha'mefarish. And I think the sense is the following. Yom Kippur, the Kapar of Yom Kippur, the Torah says like this, what's the Kapar of Yom Kippur? V'chibra l'akredish mitumis b'nei Yisrael, u'mitbishayim l'chol chatoisom. The avoid of Yom Kippur was mechapar on two things. First, it was mechapar on the tumis ha'miklush. And some of the kabbalists were designated. The mechapar on tumis ha'miklush v'kadosho. And then in addition, it was a Kapar on all of B'nei Yisrael, for all of the chatorim, for the totality of their chatorim, primarily through the Sar Lazal. The Torah puts him in the same posse. It's the two kaparas are connected, the tumas mitzvah and kadoshim, and the kapara and tumas mitzvah kadoshim, and the kapara and the totality of chatoim. Why are they connected? So the idea is that the Beis Hamikdash represents the fact that the Shechina is shayer in Klal Yisrael. So if there's something that's if there's a pagam in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a pagam in the Shechina being able to be sure in Klal Yisrael. But the emes of the real Hashos HaShechina is the Shechanti B'Seichem, it says B'Seichem. Svarim bring from Chazal, we don't know where it says in Chazal, but a lot of Svarim bring from Chazal, it's Rosh Hashem. V'Shechanti B'Seichem, V'Vosu L'Mikdash, V'Shechanti B'Seichem, V'Seichem L'Nemer, El B'Seichem, V'Seichem L'Echo B'Echo. The real Hashos HaShechina is not in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a wherewithal that the Shechina should be sure in Klal Yisrael. And at the Averis of Klal Yisrael, as the Navi says in the Sechet Volume of Dilum, the Averis of Klal Yisrael, the Chatom of Klal Yisrael, also interfere with the Ashros HaShechina. The Kapar of Yom Kippur is anything that interferes with the Ashros HaShechina of Yisrael. Just like in the first Yom Kippur, what was the first Yom Kippur? The first Yom Kippur was after the Chet Ha'Egel. And the Rebbeinu Shalom said, first he said, I'm going to annihilate B'nai Yisrael. So now my Shemayin was installed right away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not going to annihilate B'nai Yisrael. But then he said, okay, so then the Rebbeinu Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, that fire, I'm not going to annihilate Klal Yisrael, but he named Malach Yehelech Lefanecha, I'm going to send a Malach instead, and I'm not going to be, it's not going to be direct Hashros HaShechina, and it's not going to be a Mamiya covered. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal, the last Arvav Yoy, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal, that no, when the Flunani Vamcho, or Megi Boda, Ki Amcha, Goya, 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 but you're going to delegate us to a malach, to a sar. That should be Hashros HaShechina of Yisrael. And Yom Kippur, the Rebbeinu Shalom said, finally, Panei Elecha V'Ani Chayisilach, that he was masking to be Masher the Shechina in Klal Yisrael. And then Elecha V'Ani came back, and then afterwards you had the Tzivi again of HaKamas HaMishkan and so on. So the original, the Kapar of Yom Kippur, the original Salachti Kederecha, was on Hashros HaShechina of Yisrael. And that's how it is with Beres as well. The Kapar of Yom Kippur is not just a Kapar Stam, you know, we should have a Kapar for a good year. The Kapar of Yom Kippur is that the Rebbeinu Shalom should be able to be Masher Shechinos of Yisrael, which is represented by the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the Kavonis Hayom, the Avodis Hayom of Yom Kippur, first of all, is of course, the Gomim in the Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshim, that the Beis HaMikdash should be Torah. But not merely that the Beis HaMikdash should be Torah, but the Klal Yisrael should be Torah as well. So it's one Kaparim. It's Bechivra HaKadosh Mitumas Vena Yisrael. There's a Kapar in the Mikdash. U'mipishayim L'chol Chatoisim, the same way there's a Kapar in the Mikdash, there has to be a Kapar on the Chatoim, the Ribsa Kol Echad Echad. And that's the Kapar of Yom Kippur. So just like in the Kapara and the Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshav, the Kavanas that were brought in Yom Kippur, the Mechapara and the Tumas Mikdash, there was a special feature that the Dam had to be brought Lefnai V'Lefnim, which you don't have by ordinarily by Kavanas. The Kapara had to be Lefnai V'Lefnim, had to be brought all the way into the Kodesh Kadoshav. The Kapara of Yom Kippur, unlike the other Kaparas the whole year round, the Kapara was brought into Lefnai V'Lefnim, to the Kodesh Kadoshav. So who had in the Kapara for the Tumas B'nai Yisrael, which was not to the Dam that was brought Lefnai V'Lefnim, but it was through the Viduyim and through the Sar Lazozel. The Kapara Mnei Yisrael had to be not just Lefnei Hashem, but it had to be Lefnei V'Lefnim. There had to be a Lefnei Hashem, not an ordinary Lefnei Hashem. There had to be a Lefnei Hashem of Lefnei V'Lefnim. What's a Lefnei Hashem of Lefnei V'Lefnim? A Lefnei Hashem in which the Shem that's used is the most direct and unmediated Shem that we're able to employ, the Shem of Mefarish. So the Vidui on Yom Kippur was a greater Lefnei Hashem than ordinary Vidui. Every Vidui has to be Lefnei Hashem. But every Vidui is Lefnei Hashem at a certain distance. On Hashem, but it's not with Hashem in first. And here the Vidui on Yom Kippur was a Vidui that was Lefnei Hashem in that intense form of Lefnei V'Lefnim of the Hashem in first. So on Yom Kippur, when we heard the Ha'im the Mazar, Ha'kainim Ha'am Ha'im the Mazar, the person standing in the Azar, he's standing with Hashem. But then when they heard the Shem HaMefarish, the Shaman, as the Shem, HaNichbad, HaNar, HaMefarish, Yitzim, Pika, and Gadol, so suddenly they were standing, not only with Hashem, every Amidu Hazar is there Amidu with Hashem, but suddenly they're standing with Naiva Lefnim, they're standing with Hashem, not just in the Hazar, in hearing the Shem HaMefarish, in participating in this Maimud of Vidu with Hashem, they're suddenly standing, they're suddenly elevated from merely being Amidu Hazar, to being oimed l'chayv l'fnim, to being oimed to kiviyachol in front of the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself in the most immediate way. So it was chalad a higher level, a more intense, a more immediate l'fnei Hashem. So whenever a person goes when a person is in a state of l'fnei Hashem or in a higher state of l'fnei Hashem, so it's chalad din of mishtachav v'yotzei. But just like we saw before from the Goy, that there's a din when you come to the Azara, Yoimul of Neshem, there's a din, Mishtachavis of Neshem, you have to be Mishtachav of Yoitzah, you have to take your leave with the Shtachavoyah. And we saw also that even if you're already in the Azara, but if you go into the Hechel to be Midash in the Menorah, you go into the Hechel to be Midash in the Mizbeach, so you're going into a higher level of Nefnei Hashem, so there's a din that you have to be Mishtachav of Yoitzah, it's Machayav Shtachavoyah. So now also the Oim the Mazara, when they heard the Vidui with the Shem of Mefarish, Yoitzim, Pika, and Gadol, so they were elevated to a higher state of Lefnei Hashem. They weren't just standing in the Azara. They're suddenly standing in the Azara, but they're standing Lefnei V'Lefnim. They're hearing the Shem of Mefarish. They're hearing a Vidu that's Lefnei Hashem to Torah. So it's Chaladin and Mishtachav of Yoitzim. So therefore, are you Kohen Mishtachavim? They had to have Mishtachavoy. I think that's the Pshat, Nusach Ashkenaz. That there was only a shtachavoya by the Shema Mefarish, by the Viduyim, not by the Hagrom. What's the difference? It's the same Shema Mefarish. Because by the Hagrolo, when the Kohen Gadol said, Lashem Chatos, so that was the Shema Mefarish, but that wasn't, they heard the Shema Mefarish, but it wasn't in the context of a Vidu Lefnei Hashem. They weren't Oimel Lefnei Hashem. They heard the Kohen Gadol say the Shema Mefarish, but they weren't involved in standing Lefnei Hashem. They weren't involved in an Amidu Lefnei Hashem because it didn't create an Amidu Lefnei Hashem just because a person hears the Shem Mefarish. Somebody else is saying the Shem Mefarish. I'm not saying the Shem Mefarish. So that doesn't make Lefnei Hashem. But when the Kohen Gadol is Misavadah, on behalf of his bias, on behalf of the Kohanim, on behalf of Klal Yisrael as a whole, he's Misavadah Lefnei Hashem with the Shem Mefarish. So then it's not the Shem Mefarish there is not just being said like as a Sefer Dvar. This Chatos is Lashem Chatos. There the Shem Mefarish is being invoked as a way of directing the Vidu Lefnei Hashem, as a way of standing me in front of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The Shem Mefarish there is being evoked to create a situation of Lefnei Hashem to Torah. So that was a Shmias Hashem Mefarish that brought the Oimdim Ba'azorah into a higher state of being Lefnei Hashem. When a person goes into a higher state of being Lefnei Hashem, then there's a Din Vishtachavis Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. That's Mechayev Vishtachavoy. And Nusach Svar apparently holds that even without that, the person standing there, sorry, hears the Shem of Mefarish, the mere hearing of the Shem of Mefarish, even if it's in the context of the Sura Lazozel, creates a state of Lefnei Hashem. And Befrat, because the Sura Lazozel, even by the Agrola, not only by the Vidui, but when the Sura Lazozel is being designated as a carbon, is being designated as the Kapor for Bnei Yisrael. So the Nusach Sfar holds that also was a state of Lefnei Hashem. That was also Mechayev Shtachavoy. Then with this we can understand something else. We know that every day there's halacha on the Nefilas Apayim after davening. And we're used to the Nefilas Apayim, we go like this, and we don't really think of it as a Shtachavoy. But the emphasis of Nefilas Apayim is a Shtachavoy. The Rambam calls Nefilas Apayim Shtachavoy. Bizman Chazal, the Nefilas Apayim was mamish. Like I said before, was v'pishut yidayim v'raglayim, they would fall on the floor. We don't do it because it's a sakana, so we don't do it. Whatever the reason is, we don't do it. Or Godel shouldn't do it unless a person's not sure his tefillah is going to be nene. It says that there's a debate not to fall mamish halapayim. That also needs a hazmat. But kapod is din of shtachavoy. The lashon of Rambam is shmoy nedvarim tzorech hamispalal. Rambam perkasu filchus tefillah. Shmoy nedvarim. There are eight things that tefillah needs that are not likul. First, the Rambam lists the things that tefillah has to have that are ma'akiv. That if you don't have them, it's not a tefillah at all. Then the Rambam says there are other things that tefillah has to have. They're not likul, but ideally tefillah has to have these things. And he lists the various things that tefillah has to have. Amido, you should be standing. You're supposed to say Shemoneh Esrei standing. The Chanikta, she's supposed to face east. Tikkun Agufam Al Gushim, you're supposed to wear clothing that are befitting to the occasion, and so on. The last thing is the Shtachavoya. What's the Shtachavoya? And the Rambam explains Shtachavoya Ketzah. After he finishes davening, so he's mishtachave on the floor, and he's mischanim b'chol tachanunim sheyirtze, and he says divit tachanunim suki tachanunim, and that's his tachavoy. That's nefilas apayim. So you see from the Rambam that the nefilas apayim is a din tefillah. That's only separate from davening. It's a condition of tefillah. Tefillah needs facing east. Tefillah needs amida. Tefillah needs that at the end of the tefillah there should be a shtachavoy. So why is that so? And by the way, there's a halacha l'maisa in that. That you're not supposed to be masik between Shemoneh Esrei and the tefillah sepayim. That's why you're not supposed to be masik between Shemoneh Esrei and the tefillah sepayim. Because the tefillah sepayim is the shtachavoy. That's the end of davening. So what the hesber in that? How is the shtachavoy a part of tefillah? What does that do with tefillah? Tefillah is tefillah, and if it's part of tefillah, it should be in Shemoneh Esrei. How does the tefillah sepayim? How is tachanun part of? What is it? Mibachal the tachanun is part of. Is part of Shemoneh Esrei. By the way, it's not interesting. You know, we're used to thinking the main thing of Tachanun is the words. You know, Vayim El God and Racham Bechan. That's Tachanun. And then, you know, if you do Kriya, that's like an extra thing. It's just the opposite. The Iker is the Nefilas Apayim, the Shtachavoyim, the Psukim. There doesn't say even in the Chazal what you have to say. The Rambam says Vayim Divrei Tachanunim. The Torah brings different Nuscha, it's different Minhagim. What Divrei Tachanunim they would say? In Zayir, it says they used to say Kapitul Tilim, Nafshi L'Hashem, Elech Hashem Nafshi Esor. We have a minute to say Acham Mechorim Chatosil Fanecha. The Torah brings other minhagim. I'll talk about it in a minute. But the main thing is not the Tachanunim. The main thing is the Shtachavoy. And the Shtachavoy is somehow connected to Tefillah. So what's the Pshat? I think the Pshat is Pasha. Because what is Tefillah? Tefillah is Amidah L'fnei Hashem. That's the basic idea of Tefillah. It's Yoyim L'fnei HaMelech. That's the main Kavanah of Tefillah. Rav Chaim writes that even though Kavanah is not Ma'akib in Tefillah, but Kavanah of Amidah L'fnei Hashem is Ma'akib. If you don't know that you're Yoyim L'fnei Hashem, that's not Tefillah at all. The essence of Tefillah is that Yoyim L'fnei HaMelech. So if Tefillah is a matzav Amidah L'fnei Hashem, so what's the din by Yoyim L'fnei Hashem? There's a din by Yoyim L'fnei Hashem that you have to be Mishtachav Yisrael L'fnei Hashem Elokecha. That when you leave, you have to be Mishtachav Aviyotzeh. You go into the Azor to bring Bikurim, you have to be Mishtachav Aviyotzeh. You go into the Heichel to be Midashim L'mnoir, you have to be Mishtachav Aviyotzeh. You have to mishtachav every yotzei. So you're davening Shemoneh Esrei. You're oimid l'fnei Hashem. So at the end is a din. You have to be mishtachav every yotzei. It's part of tefillah to be mishtachav every yotzei. So after the tefillah, there has to be a shtachavoy. By the way, the Rambam writes in the Rambam it's mashma that we don't do it by Ma'ariv and by Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Rambam is like very begrudging about it. It sounds like really we should do it by all the time. It should always be a din mishtachav. But he says the minhag is not to do it by Ma'ariv and not to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But the Ram is like sort of a, almost, I don't want to say upset, but the Ram is like, it's like a concession. The minhag is that we're not to do Shtachavoy and Shabbos and Yom Tov, which means a Hezbo all by itself. Why not? The way we say Hezbo, if it's asked to, how can, why not? All right, that's a Shiloh, why not? Maybe by the time we're finished, maybe we'll be able to think about that also somewhere. But Al Kaponim, I think that's the Habani here as well. The Nefilas Apayim is the Mishtachal of Yoytzei, the Shtachavoy that comes at the end of every Maimon of Hashem is Mechayev Shtachavoy. So Shaila is though, if that's the case, so why do you have to say Divrei Tachanun? How did the Divrei Tachanun come in over here? Like, fine, Mishtachal of Yoytzei. So why do you say Rochar Acham Mechonim Chatosi Lufanecho? Like, I have that creeping. This is the end of the Mishtachal of Yoytzei. That's really coming to the next segment of what we need to work out over here. As we've seen up to now, what we've been developing is the idea, why was the Vidui on Yom Kippur Mechayev the Shtachavoy? The Kohen Gadol said Vidui on Yom Kippur, he said it B'Shem HaMefarish, and that was Mechayev the Kohen of Omar Yukayim Mishtachav. And so we've covered the ground that we've covered so far, as passes, you think, it's because of the Shem HaMefarish. We saw Nusach Hashanah, it's Lav Dafka the Shem HaMefarish, by the Hagrol and Nusach Hashanah's holes, they also said the Shem HaMefarish, and there were no Shtachavoy. The Vidui with Shem HaShem was Mechayev the Shtachavoy. Now we've seen the idea is because Vidui has to be l'fnei Hashem, and Shtachavoya is a function of l'fnei Hashem, and Oymed l'fnei Hashem has to be mishtachav of the Yotze, and that's what we learn out. As the Goyim says, that's what we learn out from a Klal Gadol from Bikurim. Oymed l'fnei Hashem, mishtachav of the Yotze. Vidui is l'fnei Hashem. Every Vidui is l'fnei Hashem. Every Vidui is with Ona Hashem, but the Vidui on Yom Kippur was with the Shem of the Farish. It was a higher level of l'fnei Hashem. So therefore, the Oimdim Ba'azara, when they heard the Shema Mefarish, suddenly they were Oimdim not just Lefnei Hashem, they were Oimdim Lefnei Hashem, Lefnei Ve'Lefnim. They were Oimdim to Lefnei Hashem in a more intense way. So there was a Chiyuv Shtachavoy. Now we have the same thing by davening every day. Mishtachav Ve'Yotzi. That the end, the last thing that you have to do in davening is there has to be a Shtachavoy, because you were Oimdim Lefnei Hashem. So there has to be a Mishtachav Ve'Yotzi. So up to now, everything we're talking about has been in the direction of Vidui Lefnei Hashem is Mechayev Yishtachavoy. And in general, every Amidu Lefnei Hashem is Mechayev Yishtachavoy. But now what I want to turn around and start talking about the other way around, that Yishtachavoy seems is that Yishtachavoy is Mechayev Vidui as well. And that starts with this, that we see by Tachanun, that we say Psukhi Tachanun. When we say Nefilas Apayim, which is Mishtachav V'yotze, we have to accompany it with Divrei Tachanunim. What are Divrei Tachanunim? Racham Mechonon Chatosi Lefanecha. I told you before, the Zohar says Nashi L'Hashem, Elech Hashem Nashi Eso, which is also a capital film about Chatosi, about my Chatoim. Chatos L'Urei B'Shoy Al Tiskor, Rei Oni V'Amoli, B'Sol L'Chol Chatosi. It's a capital about the Chatoim, and so on. Tour brings from Rav Aram Goyim, other minhagim for Nefilas Apayim. There you say, Ribbono Elohim, Rachem Aleinu, Shanachnu Avadecha, Maisi Adecha, Bosa V'Dom, Ofa Rima V'Toleo, Ma'onu, Ma'chayenu, Ma'chazdenu, Ma'tzikenu, Ma'gvuresenu, Halei Kol Agoy Gibayim Kayim Lefanecha, V'Anshei Hashem Hoyu, K'loi Hoyu, V'Chachom K'vlimado, and so on. Also along the same lines, all of these different minhagim are Divrei Tachanunim of. What do all these Divrei Tachanunim have in common? That we, the Divrei Tachanunim, in which we talk about our unworthiness, we're full of chet, chatosi lefanecha, re'oni v'amoli, rima v'teleya, ma'onu machayenu. It's Divrei Tachanunim, we talk about the fact that we are unworthy. Why does the Shtachavoya require these kind of Divrei Tachanunim? This is the thing, I'm the Fnesham, you have to be Shtachavoya. Why does it have to be accompanied by Divrei Tachanunim, in which we express our sense of unworthiness? So I think the idea here is that why does every Amidu Lefnei Hashem require a Shtachavoy after it? Why by every Amidu Lefnei Hashem do you have to be Mishtachav V'Yotzei? Because to be Amidu Lefnei Hashem is a tremendous privilege. We say at the beginning of Ne'ilah and Yom Kippur, after without the Emei Shmeroish, v'takireyu l'amoid l'fanecha. The Rebbeinu Shlomo gives us the privilege that we're able to stand in front of him and talk to him. And that's unbelievable and really paradoxical, hard to understand. We are, after all, finite specks of dust in the totality, in the infinite, in the endless. In the totality of things. Yechosu Yovesh, Kitsitz Noivel, Sha'anun Pereach, ephemeral, frail, mortal, sinning. And here we're able to stand in front of Melech Machem Lochem, infinite, Ein Soif, Bilti, Bli Gvul, Bli Tachlis. We're able to be Oymel Lefnei Melech and Vatekirei Lame Lefanecho, and to stand and be Mishabeachim, and be Mamlechim. And be invited to him and ask him for our needs, that he should be mali our needs. We should call Mashallah Slibeinu. That's how we're able to do that. Mechal, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us the ability. Like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ki era shamecha ma'aseh tzvisecha ma'enish kisis kirenu. So what are we? And yet, v'hoi v'odu ta'atreyu. V'shkosh v'atachzer me'at melehim. V'hoi v'odu ta'atreyu. The Rebbeinu Shlom gives us the dignity that we're able to do his mitzvahs, to learn his Torah. The Rebbeinu Shlom showers us with dignity. And he gives us the privilege of being able to stand in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Rebbeinu Shalom wouldn't give us that privilege. It wouldn't be sure for the V'takirei Olam Lufanecha. That he allows us to stand in front of us. We wouldn't be able to do it. And even when we do it, and we stand in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom, we say Shemin Esra, we start open the Bakosha Shushus, Hashem Shvasai Tiftach. It's not so posh that we're able to do it at all. We should be able to open our mouths in front of the Melech Malchei Melochim. But the Rebbeinu Shalom opens our mouths. He allows us to do it. And we're very makbetach in Shemin Esra to say, not to say whatever we want. Like the Gemara says, somebody said, Hakel, Hagadol, Hanoyer, Ha'izuz, started to hear all kinds of Tehillim, all kinds of Tishvachis. And they said to him, there's no end. It's endless. Once you start, you can't stop. You say what we have a precedent to say, what Moshe Rabbeinu said, what the Nevi'im said. So it's something explosive. It's something amazing that we have the ability to be in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And therefore, the very fact that we're Oymed L'Pnei HaMelech, which is something that by rights, logically, we shouldn't be able to do, to stand in front of the infinite, to bring our small needs. We go to the Rabbeinu Shalom, who's the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, to whom, eons are nothing, and we say to the Rabbeinu Shalom, I need a job, I need panosa. I need a shidduch for my children. I'd like to do well in my finals. We come to him with all of our petty needs, and we talk to the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, and it's a tremendous thing. And how are we able to do that? But the Rabbeinu Shalom allows us to do that. The very fact that we're able to do that, and we're in this situation of being Oymed L'Pnei HaMelech, of being Oymed L'Pnei Hashem, has to engender in us a feeling of unworthiness. There has to be a reaction. Otherwise, it shows we didn't really understand what it means to be Oymed L'Pnei Hashem. There has to be a reaction. The very fact that it's Vatakirei Olam Lufanecha, when Shem allows us to stand in front of Him in the splendor of His glory, has to engender in us a sudden recognition, a reaction that we're not really worthy to be here. We're not really worthy to be Oymed L'Pnei Hashem. It's very similar to Moshe, the famous Rambam in you say that here. But the Rambam writes, "Kein tzara derech la'avos l'yirosu." How do you reach Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem? He says, "Well, when a person is misbeinin in the greatness of the Rebbeinu Shalom's creation, and the chokhmah in his creation, and the beauty in his creation, so he's suddenly filled with Avos Hashem, and he wants to be close to Rebbeinu Shalom and so on." And then the Rambam says, "Umiyad hu nirtu la'achareh," and then immediately has to have a reaction that he recoils. And he remembers that he's a bria shvela, that how small and finite we are compared to all of this infinite wisdom, and that brings to a Yiras Hashem as well. The Avos Hashem, this feeling that the Rebbeinu Shalom's creation is so wondrous, and it brings me to want to adore Him. That itself has to engender a miyad hu nirta l'acharev. There has to be a dialectic. There has to be a reaction of nirta a rotzei v'ashayev. That I want to be close to Rebbeinu Shalom, but that very sense of wanting to be close to Rebbeinu Shalom, there has to be a recoil that how can I be close to Rebbeinu Shalom? He's so great that I'm so small, and it has to engender a year as well. In the same way, in the same pattern, the Amidah L'Fnei Hashem, Vatakirei L'Amid L'Fnecha, Rebbeinu Shalom allows us to be Amid L'Fnei Hashem, to be Amid L'Fnei HaMelech, that it has to engender a reaction, there has to be a recoil that, but I'm a Briya Shvela, how can I be Amid L'Fnei HaMelech? And how is that expressed? With Shtachavoy. Which says, I can't be Oymed L'Pnei HaMelech, I fall on my face. I fall on myself in self-negation. Like you have L'Havdil by Bilam. Why was he Neifel L'Gluy Anayim? So Rashi says that the Nevi Umas Oylem, since they're Arelem, they're not able to be Oymed L'Pnei HaMelech. So the Rebbeinu Shalom is Mezgal to them, so they're Neifel. Chai Solanata, we're able to be Oymed L'Pnei HaMelech, we're able to be Oymed L'Pnei Hashem. But at the end, it has to be when the full realization of what we've just done dawns on us, we just stood in front of the Melech. There has to be a reaction of Mishtachavai as well. And that's why every Amidah L'Pnei Hashem has to be followed by Mishtachavai. Mishtachavai L'Pnei Hashem L'Kecha. And what do we say by that Mishtachavai? What we say by that Mishtachavai is Divi Tachanunim, Chatasi L'Fanecha, we're really not worthy, we failed you, or the Lashon of the Tur, Harenu L'Fanecha Rimu V'Teleo, Bosu V'Dom, right? Anachnu avadecho, ma'isi decho, bosu v'dom, ofer rima v'teleo, ma'onu, ma'chayenu, ma'chazdenu, ma'tzikenu, kolo givorim ka'ayin lefanecho, v'anshei Hashem k'lo yohoyu. Who are we? What are our accomplishments? It's nothing in your eyes. It's all k'chaloyim yof. Those are the lyrics to the Shtachavoy. That's the meaning of the Shtachavoy. The Shtachavoy shows that every L'Pnei Hashem has to be followed by a Shtachavoy. As in many things in Yiddishkeit, there's this dialectic. On the one hand, we're elevated by the Kriya Lamed L'Fanecha that we're able to be Oymed L'Pnei Hashem, but that has to be followed by the Miyadu Nirta La'Acharev. That has to be followed by the recognition that we're not Roy to be Oymed L'Pnei Hashem, and we express that by Yishtachavoy and by Divi Tachanun. The says Rashi and Yuma. The Gemara says Yuma. I mentioned before. Eimlin sufim mishtachim revachim. But by the shalosh regolim, there were nisim. Every time we went up to the regolim, there were, I think I saw a nisim that happened. And one of them was Eimlin sufim mishtachim revachim. That even though it was very crowded, but when we did the shtachavaya, there was room. Zokt Rashi. Why do they have to be mishtachim revachim? Says Rashi. Shelo yishma ish. That each person shouldn't hear the other person saying vidui. So Shai Rashi, vidui, mandoch Hashem, where did vidui come in? We're not talking about Yom Kippur, it's Shal Shugal. So why was there vidui? Shtachavoy, understand there was a shtachavoy because they were, like the Gain says, there's the din of Mishtachavoy, so you come to Azor, you have to do a shtachavoy. But why was there vidui? Every mishtachel of a yoytzi has to be accompanied with divrei tachanun. The model is with nefilas afayim after Shmoneh Esrei, the shtachavoy of Shmoneh Esrei. The shtachavoy of Shmoneh Esrei, that's the same as shtachavoy. And what do you say by the shtachavoy of Shmoneh Esrei? You say divrei tachanunim, chatosu lufanecha, racha mechonim, chatosu lufanecha. You have to say divrei tachanunim, dvarim that express the fact that we're unworthy. The most powerful of which is divrei vidli. So says Rashi, each person, when they did a shtachavoy in the Beis HaMikdash, when they were shtachavoy, each person talked about his own unworthiness, as he was misavat, his own failings. There are kehilas that have a minute that every day we're saying that he was sufficient to say Nusach Sfar has that, but not only Nusach Sfar. Even though some kehilas in the Sechashim is also, before the Nefilas Sufayim, they say Vidu. Why? That's mamish the same idea. Because it's shtachavoy. But what is shtachavoy? The shtachavoy is to show that is the expression, the physical expression of our sense that we stood in front of the Melech. We were Oymel Lefnei Hashem. We're not worthy to be Oymel Lefnei Hashem. That itself is expressed by Vidui as well. So the shtachavoy therefore expresses it. So the shtachavoy is accompanied by divrei tachanunah, by divrei vidui. So that's the Rashi. So yishma ish vidui re'eh. When they were mishtachav in the Beis Hamikdash, when they were mishtachav in Yotzei, there was always vidui. It wasn't only on Yom Kippur. So it's a two-way street. On the one hand, vidui was mechayev shtachavoy. The vidui lefnei Hashem, as we saw in the the vidui lefnei Hashem, v'akayin v'am, when they heard the kohen gadol be mizvadle with the shem mefarish, that's a maimed lefnei Hashem. That was mechayev shtachavoy. It's mechayev like every vidui, like every amid lefnei Hashem is mechayev shtachavoy. At the same time. The shtachavoy is every shtachavoy is mechayev vidui because really hainulach. The idea of the shtachavoy is that we're oymel lefnei hamelech and we're not roye to be oymel lefnei hamelech. And it's especially acute on Yom Kippur. I think that's why the shtachavoy on Yom Kippur so much goes to the essence of 10 times they fell the shtachavoy on Yom Kippur. Point to the Sefer. 10 times they fell the shtachavoy on Yom Kippur. It's central to the whole avodah of Yom Kippur because the central avodah of Yom Kippur is to say vidui, but to say vidui has to be lefnei Hashem. By definition, vidui has to be lefnei Hashem. She's vado lefnei Hakel Baruch Hu. Every vidui is on Hashem. On Yom Kippur, it's on Hashem with Hashem in first. That itself is a tremendous paradox. Because what does that mean? That means that every vidui on the one is lefnei Hashem. You have to be mizvado lefnei Hashem. You have to bring your chatom lefnei Hashem. Otherwise, it's not vidui. But at the same time, hishtachavoya mi. But at the same time, vidui means that I'm not roy to be oymel lefnei Melech. I'm not roy to be lefnei Hashem. And that's the essence of vidui. I'm oymel lefnei Hashem, and I confess that I have no business being here. I'm not right to be oymel lefnei Hashem. The only posture for that's the trauma of vidui. The trauma of vidui is I'm mizvado lefnei Hashem, I'm oymel lefnei Hashem, and at the same time, what am I confessing? I'm confessing that I'm not right to be lefnei Hashem. And that's expressed through shtachavoy. The shtachavoy, the posture of shtachavoy is mamash, is the central idea of Yom Kippur. That we come lefnei Hakel Baruch Hu, in the highest sense, in Kippur's day, where we're mamash oim lefnei Hamelech, we shed ourselves of everything that's extraneous, everything that belongs to this world. Oim lefnei Hashem mamash, and we come to Ribbono Shel Olam in this maimed lefnei Hashem, and we say to Ribbono Shel Olam, we did this terrible thing, we did that terrible thing, and we mamash have no business being here. How could we oim lefnei Hashem? We should be neifel. That trauma expresses itself in the shtachavoy. It's on Yom Kippur, the Shtachavoyah. Every Shemoneh Esrei we have a Shtachavoyah. Every time we're able to lift Neshem, it's followed by a Shtachavoyah. It's followed by Divrei Tachanunim. Yom Kippur, that's what every Shtachavoyah, that's what every Nefilas Apayim is. That we were able to lift Neshem, and we suddenly recognize, but we're near to Lachar, we're not right to be able to lift Neshem. But every day of the year, it's a reaction to Shemoneh Esrei. We stood Shemoneh Esrei lifnei Hashem, and then we suddenly we remember what's happening. I'm near to Lachar. I'm not right to be here. I'm not right to be here lifnei Hashem. So I have to express that with Shtachavoyah. I have to give Shtachavoyah. Every time a person comes to the Beis Hamikdash, he has to suddenly realize how am I right? I'm lifnei Hashem. I'm not right to be lifnei Hashem. He has to express that by being Shtachavoyah. But Yom Kippur, that's the central Avodah Hashem. The whole Avodah Hashem is to come lifnei Hashem to Torah, is to come in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and to confess that we're not right to be lifnei Hashem. We failed. We have failed in what's necessary to be Oyim Lefnei Hashem. And therefore, Yom Kippur L'Shtachavoyah, it's not just an epilogue. And Yom Kippur L'Shtachavoyah is central to the whole Avodah Yom Kippur. Very fascinating thing. The Rambam writes in Halachas and Tefillas Apayim. Tachanun. So the Rambam writes the Minhag is not to say Tachanun on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But the Rambam says, this is one exception, says the Rambam, is Yom Kippur. The Rambam writes that even though the minhag is not to be noifel l'payim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but in Yom Kippur the minhag is to be noifel l'payim to have the tefillas l'payim in all of the tefillas. So I never heard such a minhag to say tachan Yom Kippur. So maybe there was such a minhag, but I have a feeling that the Rambam doesn't mean tachan at the end of davening. He means that every davening is vidui, and the vidui was v'shtachavoyah. We don't have it either. We only have v'shtachavoyah by Musa. But I think the Rambam, that we do have. We have vidui by every tefillah. I suspect that the Rambam is talking about that by every tefillah in Yom Kippur there was nefilas apayim. He doesn't mean that after Shemoneh Esrei they said by Yom Kippur God. I think he means that they had nefilas apayim by every vidui. There was certainly vidui by every tefillah in Yom Kippur, because it goes hand in hand. So why wait till after? Why wait for nefilas apayim till after Shemoneh Esrei in Yom Kippur when you're going to be saying vidui in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? Vidui, the posture of vidui is shtachavoyah. The real posture for vidui is shtachavoyah. Vidu also has to be b'kriya. That means even we bow over when we say vidu. That's the idea. We're not really to be omit with Nash, and that's what we're saying. So I think the Ram, that minute that we have to bend over when we say vidu Yom Kippur, the Ram says the minute was to do real nefilas apayim by vidu to be noifel mal pneim. It goes hand in hand. Vidu and shtachavoyah go hand in hand, and that's the omit what I said before, that the Paiskim say that we have 10 viduim connected 10 shtachavoyahs that they had in the mikdash. So even though we do it separately, but the ideas go together. Shtachavoy and vidui, like we saw in Rashi and Yuma. Shal yishma ish vidui ve'eu. Shtachavoy and vidui go together. The mishtachavim v'noifum al pneim was because they're going on. Not because he said the Shem Mefarish, because he was misvada the Shem Mefarish. In the Sechashna, certainly, the mechayev shtachavoy wasn't just the shmias Hashem Mefarish. The mechayev of mishtachavim v'moidim was that they heard the Kohen Gadol be misvada the Shem Mefarish. So that the vidui v'shem Mefarish. It's inconceivable in any other way. That's inconceivable without a shtachavoyah. That's the trajectory of every Shemoneh Esrei. Every Shemoneh Esrei is amidah lifnei Hashem. Amidah lifnei Hashem is followed by miyad anir talachayev. Amidah lifnei Hashem is unbelievable. But I'm not ready to be Amud Nesha. It has to be Shtachavoya with Divrei Tachanunim, Ma'anu Machayenu, and so on. The emes is this same trajectory that you have every time with Avin Shemoneh Esrei, of Amidu Lefnei Hashem on the one hand, of Atachirei Lamed Lefanecho, followed by Miyadu Nyutal Achara, followed by Mishtachar V'yotze, followed by Shtachavoya, Neifim Al Pneim, V'omrim, Ish vidi re'eu, we talk about our worthiness. That same trajectory is the trajectory of Aseres Mitzvah. You start in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is kuloi v'atakirei l'amid l'fanecha. That's the yom of amid l'fnei Hashem, in which we're mamlech the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's unbelievable. Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the king of the universe, and he comes to us that we should be mamlechim, that we should declare him king. We should coronate him. So in Egypt, it's always called from Chabad, Chassidim, that they call the Rosh Hashanah coronation day. That's the central idea of Rosh Hashanah, that we're mamlech the melech malchayim ochim. We participate in Bris Olam, it's the Yahya Maras Olam, and he calls on us to participate in Bris Olam. We worship the Lord Shaifa, which is the Kol of Bris Olam. It's the most, and there's no, it's the greatest Amidu L'fnei Hashem that's conceivable. And Rosh Hashanah is not an Ovidu. Ovidu is, and Rosh Hashanah, we don't focus on the fact that we're not really Amidu L'fnei Hashem. Rosh Hashanah, we feel, Rosh Hashanah is Kuloi Amidu L'fnei Hashem. We are Amidu L'fnei Hashem. We've been Mamluk Revenishim. And Rosh Hashanah is Kuloi of elevation. We're elevated to the highest level conceivable. To the level that we're Mamluk, the Melech Malchi Amloch. It's not a day for Vidu. To talk about how we're not writing Mamluk Revenishim. Today is Rosh Hashanah is cooler than which we are Mamluk Ribbono Shel Olam. But that has to be followed by Miyad Hunir Tula Chayav. We're Oymel L'fnei Hashem, we're Mamluk Ribbono Shel Olam, we suddenly get a sense of the awesomeness, the splendor of the Ribbono Shel Olam, what it means to be Oymel L'fnei Hashem, what it is that we're called upon to do, where it is that we're called upon to be. The greatness of what it is to be a Jew, what it is to be an Eved Hashem. The horizons that opens up, the possibilities that opens up. What is the expectation the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has from us? It has to be miyad u'nitel acharev. We have to be. If we take that Rosh Hashanah, if we go through the Rosh Hashanah properly, that amidu l'fnei Hashem. So miyad u'nitel acharev. What follows has to be a sense of ma'ano machayenu. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam elevated us so high. I saw what could be. What's my potential? But am I really fulfilling it? We have to be. That's the avodah of Aseres Mitzvah. After we're Oymel L'fnei Hashem, and we turn around and we say, "But 1 second, but we're so far being worthy of that." That's the entirety of Aseres Mitzvah, culminating in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is kulo a day of Ishtachavoya, a day of Vidui Ishtachavoya, 10 times Vidui, 10 times Ishtachavoya. That's the Mishtachave that follows Shonas day of Amidu L'fnei Hashem, coming L'fnei Hashem. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the end of the Aseres Mitzvah is the Mishtachav of the Yetz. We say, we saw what it is to be Oymel L'fnei Hashem. Now we have to realize how far we are from being Roy to be Oymel L'fnei Hashem. After Mitzvah, to do Tshuva, to somehow go through the work, the Avodah of Tshuva, the Avodah of the Ishtachavoya, recognizing how far we fall short, and therefore to make the resolution to be a little bit more roi, try and be a little bit more roi for that privilege of atakireu lamid lefanecha. I think that atakireu lamid lefanecha, we say that's the psicha for ne'ilu. Atakireu lamid lefanecha, not just going on the state of man, it's going on the seres mitzvah. Atakireu atev dalte enish miroish. Atakireu lamid lefanecha, that was Rosh Hashanah. Enish miroish, Rosh Hashanah, day of creation. Man is created. Atakireu lamid lefanecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu creates us in Rosh Hashanah, and he gives us the ability to be Oymel L'fanav. That's followed by all the divrei, all the divrei tachanunim, all the divrei ishtachavoya. That's the tension. That tension of amidu l'fnei Hashem, followed by ishtachavoya that we have every time we're Oymel L'fnei Hashem by every tefillah. It's writ large in the avodah sayyim of the aseres mitzvah. Finally, we go through, we start with Rosh Hashanah, go through the Aseres Mitzvah, Yom Kippur. Finally, we're Mishtachav Yoytze, through the Shtachavoy of Yom Kippur. We go out of that, those 10 days of Amidu L'fnei Hashem. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mitar us, purifies us, and we're able to experience L'fnei Hashem, L'fnei Hashem Tatar. Okay. See you next time, everybody.